He's in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio.
Oh, we got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Oh, man, this is a good Football Tuesday for you. We've got a lot of good stuff on this show. We're going to hear from the defensive coordinator of the Browns. Dick Geron will be joining us to break down the defense overall, just kind of getting, because this is our positional spotlight series, so we've taken as thorough a look as we can at the offensive side of the ball. We're shifting it to defense tonight, and Dick Geron will talk defense as a whole, defensive line specifically. We'll get into that area. It's so interesting because we know about the injuries that have piled up there, starting with Phil Taylor, adding Scott Paxton to the mix, and of course the Browns adding to their mix today, you know, picking up a player off of waivers to allow them, and we'll talk a little bit about that as well, but to kind of allow them to or to help their depth, I guess, is the best way to talk about that. Ronnie Cameron coming aboard from the Chicago Bears. And interesting guy. So a few teams had put in claims for him, Giants among them, the Lions, you know, just to sort of, it tells you, and a guy who was a small school player, Old Dominion, transferred to there from Hofstra, but a player that the book on him, High Motor, highly aggressive kind of guy, worker. I mean, it almost seems like physically the type of player that Scott Paxton has been for this team. Scott Paxton suffering that knee injury in the Lions game. Not sure how long he'll be out, but just the idea that you try to fortify yourself with an opportunity off waivers when the Bears cut a player as a rookie, and then the Browns see the opportunity of a rookie that they had tracked during the draft. They were awarded him, even though other teams put in claims, because they had the worst 2011 record of the teams that had put in claims. That's how that works. All right, so a little news there. And we're also going to take a look at the national picture of the NFL with our good friend Jason Cole from YahooSports.com. Jason was at Browns training camp recently, so he's got some Browns perspectives, too. We always like the national take on the Browns. We'll hear that from Jason, but also hear about what he has to say on a national scale. He had an interesting sit-down recently with Eli Manning, the Giants quarterback. That's made some news throughout the country about Eli talking about his big brother and whether or not, you know, those who would say maybe he's surpassed his big brother in terms of accomplishment or standing in the league. And Eli had an interesting response to that, and Jason wrote that story. So we'll talk about that. Your questions, your comments, those that you submit to us via the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. We'll get to those right now. We also know that you can call those into us, by the way. Our voicemail line is 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459. But Michael submits this via Facebook. He said, this team, especially its starting quarterback, has a very, very long way to go. Injuries are already piling up. Keep working. Greatness may be coming, but it's not close yet. Well, I don't know how close the Browns are to greatness or not, Michael. I won't go there. I will go here. I think you're right in saying that the pieces are there to, and especially at the quarterback position, to have something that is going to build and grow into something good. And it starts with Brandon Weeden, absolutely. And as a rookie, we saw in that Detroit game, but in a three-series glimpse in that Detroit game against an outstanding defense that was overpowering the Browns' offensive line, frankly. And I thought, despite a lot of those hardships of youth and surrounded by youth, that he did fine. I mean, he did fine. I think it's a beginning point of what has to, and he's got to do much better. I'm not saying that's acceptable standard for what he has to be, but it's a snapshot. You take those things in the small doses that they're presented in a preseason game like that. He gets more opportunity, it sounds like, at least what Pat Shurmur was saying, in this upcoming game Thursday night at Green Bay, like a half's worth of work, the starters, and that'll be a definite next big step in his development heading into this season. The injuries are piling up, and that is a problem. Again, trying to address that with the defensive line addition off waivers that the team made. But as far as everything else, you know, Mohamed Massaqua was out there today, went through the walkthrough on Monday. Looks like he's doing fine. We'll see what the timetable is on him. We'll see what the timetable is on Dimitri Patterson and his ankle and those other injuries that were definitely hard to swallow right off the bat in the league. This is a league that is emphasizing safety and trying to, I mean, all that was done through the collective bargaining agreement, you know, the rules that have been put in place to minimize wear and tear on bodies in camp, in practices, all those through the offseason, all those efforts being made, and yet it looks like you have a flurry of injuries. You do in this league. The Green Bay Packers, you talk about a team that's been beat up. Wow. 21, I think, injuries at one point. So it's stunning and staggering to have that many this early throughout the league. I mean, that's not just a couple of teams, but throughout the league. Russell from Facebook, he said, until I see how Trent Richardson does, speaking of another player recovering from a surgery, I'm not sold on anything, Russell says. Well, I would agree with you that we all need to see what Richardson's impact will be, if it's as anticipated, a very dynamic impact on this football team, and I think it's going to be. I don't have any reason to change my mind about what this guy can mean to the Browns in a major way once he gets back from this arthroscopic surgery that he's undergone. And by all indications, I mean, it's solving what was, again, described as a minor thing, a minor procedure, but it was a procedure nonetheless. And he, from all indications, has gotten through it well. An outstanding, you know, a well-noted, I should say, surgeon working on him, Dr. James Andrews, who's been at it for years and has worked on a lot of famous sports knees and, I guess, other joints, other areas of players' bodies through the years, especially NFL players. And so he's had the best deal with it, and I think there's every reason for the Browns to feel confident and for Browns fans to feel confident that we're going to get to see this guy sooner rather than later, and doing the things that, again, allowed him to be the third overall pick of the draft and allowed him to be viewed by a whole lot of people besides the Browns as perhaps the most dynamic player in this entire 2012 college crop. Okay, we've got much more coming up for you. We are going to take a look at the defensive side of the ball, particularly the defensive line. Dick Geron, the defensive coordinator for the Browns, will be joining us up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You are listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
The ball gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found.
It's that time of year where excitement is in the air and the opportunities are endless, and Liberty is celebrating with a preseason savings event. Now is your opportunity to get 0% financing for 60 months on hundreds of 2012 Fords still in stock. Hurry, because when the whistle blows and the real season starts, the deals will be long gone.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Hey sports fans, Bernie Kosar here for Discount Drug Mart, for the shopping experience that finally pays you back. Earn pro points today for your Discount Drug Mart Courtesy Plus card, for Drug Mart cash, or free Cleveland Browns merchandise. It's simple, fun, and rewarding. Only at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns. You can earn your experiences money just can't buy.
You'll find everything you need.
Hello, it's me, your piggy bank. Can we talk about Arby's value menu? Now, I realize you get all your favorites on one amazing menu. And yeah, I'm carrying a little loose change, but that's no reason to... Hey, put me down, hey!
Well, I for one feel broken up over this. Enjoy your sandwich.
Head to Arby's for the value menu and put your change to good use. Like the Junior Roast Beef and Junior Ham and Cheddar, both prepared fresh when you order. Arby's, it's good mood food!
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.625%, APR 2.94%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.625%, APR 2.94%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Accessible rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, gang, Riz here, and Russo Rosalina and Company is the official law firm of the Really Big Show. Family-owned and operated, and I'll tell you what, they are Clevelanders. General practice law firm, and they have provided legal service to over 100,000 Ohio residents for 32 years. Two locations, Richmond Town Square and Parmatown. Probate business, injuries, problems at home, wills, go to rrlpa.com. That's rrlpa.com, Russo Rosalina. Selena.
Thanks for hanging out with us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. We are turning our positional spotlight on the defensive line. First, though, the defense in general, talking about that with the defensive coordinator for the Browns, Dick Geron. I asked him to give a big-picture perspective on how the defense is progressing so far.
We have a bunch of really good guys. They work awfully hard to get better every day, and so I think we are improving on a daily basis. Our lineup's been so disjointed, you know, with guys absent and then injuries, big ones and small ones, that we'd like to get them back, you know, get them back so that we can work as a unit all the time, more consistently. But we were deeper, you know, injury-wise it's taking its toll, but we're deeper than we were a year ago. We're faster. I think we're tougher. I think we're better. We play an awful tough schedule. You know, it's a grind, but we love it, and I think we got really good guys that'll play hard for us.
How difficult was it to go into that first preseason game, you know, minus Ataba Rubin, minus Phil Taylor, minus DeQuell Jackson, minus Chris Gokong, and face a team that obviously had some success running the football against you?
Well, yeah, Frosty didn't play at all either, you know, but and neither did Usama. So there are a number of guys missing, but that our issues there against a good football team, I mean, they're going to make some plays regardless, but we had some fit issues, you know, guys just, we didn't get them lined up correctly. I got to do a better job of getting them where they need to line up, and that's half the battle. You know, we left some backside cutbacks open, and they hurt us on some things there, so, but they're good, you know, they're good, and they ran for the yardage. We just got to get tighter with our fits and alignments, and then I think we'll be a lot better off.
The defensive line, obviously Frosty Rucker being the biggest addition via the free agent market. We haven't gotten to see him play yet, but as you look at that group as a whole, you're feeling, knowing of course that you're going to start the year without Phil Taylor there.
Right. Yeah, really happy with the way it was put together, what our organization did in the offseason to add people. Frosty's one of them, JP was one of them. You know, those are really good additions in free agency for us. And then of course in the draft with John and Billy, they're really going to help us. You know, there'll be a learning curve there, particularly for the young players, you know, but they're working awfully hard. They're getting a lot of snaps now. Maybe that's the upside to having some of these early injuries, that these guys are getting a lot of reps.
And looking at John Hughes, looking at Billy Wynn, they're getting their exposure pretty quickly here. Your thoughts on how they're progressing, and how realistic is it to say that they could have a significant impact as rookies?
We drafted them with the intent that they have to have impact. You know, they have to play for us. They've got to give us depth, and they've got to give us quality depth, and we're expecting to get a lot of snaps from them as we move along. And they haven't disappointed us at all to this point.
Have you had to alter some things with the line with a Phil Taylor not being there? Is there anything that you can't do because, again, you don't have a Phil Taylor in the lineup?
No, we haven't changed a whole lot. We've added some things. You know, Pee-wee's really good and does a great job with those guys. There's no doubt we'll miss Phil until he gets back. And then when he gets back, you know, hopefully things will have worked out like we want them to, and we have that depth to keep everybody fresh. That's the thing. So if we can keep all of them fresh, we'll get more plays from every one of them.
Jabal Sheard in year two, a guy who, of course, led the team with 8.5 sacks last year. Certainly opponents know much more about him. That second year is always a challenge for a player, but in your mind, it's you got to improve and get better. What are some of the things Jabal Sheard can do to improve on what was an impressive rookie season?
There's a lot of really, really good things about Jabal Sheard. As a football player, I think the number one is how hard he plays on every snap. He does never change. You know, he just comes off the ball. He's very instinctive. He's very tough. He's a great teammate, and he loves to play. I just believe his arrow will keep going up just because of his work ethic and his feel for the game. I'm just really glad we got this guy. I think it was obviously our personnel people did a great job to get this player in the second round.
And without, of course, Ottavo Rubin in there right now, it's, I know, hard to see exactly what his status is, but the status that we know about him, of course, is that he's an outstanding defensive tackle and maybe one of the very best players you have in that entire defensive unit. But with confidence that he'll be back in there at some point and healthy, your sense of what Ottavo Rubin looks like going into 2012?
Tremendous leader for us in a quiet way. Obviously a very good player, very tough player, very strong player, you know. So in a division that's very difficult, you know, and tough, we've made our front bigger and stronger. Hopefully it'll pay dividends for us in both the run and the pass. And we're counting on Rube to be, you know, to be the anchor in there. You know, just hold the whole thing together and bring that whole group together and to up our play from a year ago by a significant amount.
We don't hear as much about Jaquay Parker as we heard about Frosty Rucker coming in as a free agent, but an important addition nonetheless.
Jaquay's been a great player in this league. Very underrated player. Powerful, tough, strong, brings a great attitude to the sport. He's got control of his position, can rush the passer. He's still got his quickness. You know, we're just going to have to get him to the season with fresh legs and then, you know, monitor his reps. Because this guy's a quality player.
Depth is so critical, and I know you hate to see when a Scott Paxton suffers a knee injury, but that happened the other night in Detroit, and then, you still have a Brian Schaefering here. How do you feel overall about the depth, and are there any other younger players that are standing out to you in that regard?
Well, you know, Pax is a really great teammate and a real grinder, tough guy, knows how to play inside, primarily a one technique for us, you know. So we'll miss him. We're counting on him, you know, to play for us and to do an outstanding job. Schaefe is just coming off an injury also, so he's just working his way back into it, and he played hard the other night. I think our William Green is a rookie free agent, hard-nosed guy. Austin English plays hard. We got a really good group in terms of attitude. Now we're going to end up having to sort it out somewhere down the line. Hopefully we don't suffer any more injuries.
Dick, thank you so much.
Thank you, Vic.
All right, our own Jameer Howerton caught up with one of those young guys. That's John Hughes, who has had a chance on Friday night, last Friday night, to get into the starting lineup with Billy Winn. We actually had Jameer talk with both players, but starting with Hughes, he asked him what he needs to work on from that first preseason game.
Getting off the ball more.
Okay.
That was one thing I saw right after the game, even on film. You know, I started off pretty good, but as the game went on, I kind of fell off a little bit, so I think that's something I need to work on. And just my overall play, you know, just being able to do the little things right.
I mean, this is amazing for you and Billy. You guys are starting. Like, do you ever feel like, wow, we're getting thrown in the fire real quick?
No, I mean, but, you know, as a little kid, everybody dreams of being in the NFL, I mean, let alone just starting, you know, that's crazy. So, I mean, just being in a situation, I'm blessed.
And for you guys to go against the competition that you do here in practice on our team, on the offensive side of the ball, how much does that prepare you?
I mean, going against the best only makes you better, you know. So I try to get as much work I can with Alex Mack and Joe Thomas and Pinkston's and everything.
And Jameer Howardson talking with Billy Wynn, the other rookie tackle for the Browns, asking him what he took away from that first preseason game against the Lions.
Took away the speed. You know, the speed out there is, you know, it's a lot faster than college. You got a lot of different guys out there, a lot of different levels of speed out there. So, you know, it's different. It's definitely different.
And how's your body feeling getting adjusted to a quick turnaround with the short week that you have here?
Oh, I'm feeling great. You know, like I said, I've been living in those cold tubs and saving my life.
And just after watching the game footage, what's the next step for you in the progression of improving here in training camp as you head against the Green Bay Packers?
Just I need to go in and work on my fundamentals and work on my technique, and you know, I can't go wrong with if I know those things, I can't go wrong.
All right, good stuff from Jameer Howardson with John Hughes, and you just heard Billy Wynn, fellow rookie defensive tackle. Going to be seeing more of those guys, going to see a lot of young people. We'll see how, again, Ronnie Cameron, the latest addition to the Browns via waivers from the Bears, see how he factors into things as we move forward here through the rest of this preseason and perhaps even into the regular season. Now, up next, I'm going to answer more of your questions, comment on more of your comments, the ones you submit to us via the Browns' official social media pages. That's coming up next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You are listening to ESPN 850 WKNR. It's that time of year where excitement is in the air and the opportunities are endless, and Liberty is celebrating with a preseason savings event. Now is your opportunity to get 0% financing for 60 months on hundreds of 2012 Fords still in stock. Hurry, because when the whistle blows and the real season starts, the deals will be long gone.
Liberty's been stolen. Mayo Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
if you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, quick food, get too quick and take a move.
Quaker Steak and Lube is opening their newest location in Lakewood on August 15th. Great food, fueled up events, and the best entertainment around. Check them out on Facebook for all the events and specials.
Take time, great food, get too quick to Steak and Lube.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
71 degrees, please.
73 degrees, please.
When it comes to keeping your home warm this winter, what's your perfect degree of comfort? We'll help you find it with a new Rheem heating system that'll keep you warm, save on energy costs, and may qualify for utility rebates and tax credits.
72 degrees and I'm in heaven.
Get professional service on all brands of equipment. For a dealer near you, just go to Rheem.com. That's Rheem.com.
It's just an old ball, really. Nothing more. We grew with it and studied it. We owned it and shared it. We prayed they would hit it.
Rip to right center, that's a base hit.
And miss it.
A swing and a miss. Ball game.
We prayed they would catch it.
He made the catch.
And drop it.
Over his head, base hit.
We wanted it to bounce.
Fair ball and into the corner.
And fly.
This ball is going.
Speed up and slow down. We prayed it would come to us, and we wanted to give it away. We have watched it weather storms and bask in the sun, and it's always right here in our hands. Cleveland Indians.
Welcome to Bonefish Grill.
And that, my friend, is why it's called a gazebo.
Once again, I find myself at Bonefish Grill for summer fresh catches. Tonight's protagonist, Lady Lobster. Her peak of the season succulence isn't around long, so I dive right into a bowl of authentic lobster bisque. Fresh, creamy, and just $8.90. At the adjacent table is quite the spectacle. New England herself has plated a robustly chunked lobster roll, only $13.90. But I digress, for my grilled lobster and steak duet just arrived. A tale of forbidden love between a wood-grilled steak and cold water lobster. Along on this amorous adventure, a fresh Georgia peach martini. Too bad this summer lobster romance can't last all year long.
Enjoy all the summer fresh catches at Bonefish Grill before they're gone. Try our crab-crusted pompano or one of our grilled fish selections and signature sauces tonight.
So many choices, so little summer. Bonefish Grill, happiness here.
In Cleveland, at the corner of Rockside Road and 77. Visit bonefishgrill.com for the location nearest you.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci with you here, and enjoying that you're here with us. We appreciate that you're spending this portion of your Tuesday with Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, with you sending me and us this show, your comments, your questions. We get so many of them, and we want to share them. So let's go to Facebook. Will, via Facebook, talking about Friday night's game. He said a few highlights were with Travis Benjamin, the catch, the return, but the rest was fair at best. He said injuries and dumb penalties will likely prevent this team from moving forward. I can see them losing all their AFC North games again this year. Too young and not enough depth yet. Not sure how and when this team will be able to put it all together, but still not enough overall talent. I think the talent's gotten better, Will. Enough, you know, the question of enough is out there to be answered. And certainly, as young as it is, this, you know, if you look at like this draft and last year's draft, if you look at it from the perspective of, yes, they've drafted well, and it looks like on paper they've hit the right spots with talented players, but those talented players need to obviously show it. And there's more to see from the class of 2011 on this football team, but we're just getting to see what this 2012 group is all about. But I'm optimistic about what it is about. I think it is better, significantly better on talent than last year. And then, of course, the first question is, what does significant mean? How do you quantify that with wins? Don't know. Don't know yet, and way too early in my mind to even make that conclusion. To even say, as you're projecting, that they're going to lose all their divisional games again. I mean, would we base that on just what? On you're seeing a preseason game and a snapshot of a starting quarterback and other young starters and saying that it's that there's no hope from that. I can't share that opinion because I don't see it. I know what it was that I didn't like, and the penalties were among them. You know, the mistakes, the turnovers, the things like that. But I don't know that that's become is to be viewed as a perpetual problem with this group. It's been a continuous problem with this team. I don't argue that. But this is a different team put together. That's been put together that is going to ultimately represent as the final 53 in the starting lineup and so forth. And we'll see where it goes. Well, I hate the penalties. I hate the penalties. And they've got to be addressed. Eight in a preseason game, in any game, far too much. And that's a mindset, too. Pat Shermer talks about the winning mindset that you need to have, that you want to build with a team, with backups helping rally this team back from 11 points and win a game, you know, even if it's a preseason game, the act of doing that. Okay, good. But a lot of those mistakes have to be coached out of this football team, plain and simple. I agree with that. Will, yeah, that's we'll see, Will, on the whether or not there's enough depth, by the way, either. I think they've actually been fortunate to have the depth they have on the D-line, and perhaps it'll prove out to be on the secondary as well with some young players. Trevin Wade to go along with Buster Screen, Eric Hag back there, young guys competing. Matt from Facebook. He's saying with regard to, this is more of a comment, but those who have been critical of Brandon Whedon's first outing, and he says the offensive line didn't block well for him at all. He said he made great passes when he actually had time to throw the ball. All of you need to stop hating on Whedon and get to reality. He has a better arm and is more accurate than Colt McCoy. What's the point of having speedy Travis Benjamin if Colt can't hit him deep? Well, I'll go along with you that the throws he made were, I think, indicative of what we're going to see more of from this guy, not less of. And the throw to Benjamin, it's one throw, we're focusing on one throw, but that has been consistent with how he's thrown the football, with velocity, with accuracy, just and the flick of the arm to get it out there, not a contortion of a body to do it, not, you know, having to put everything he had to get steam on a 34-yarder. It was a natural, easy, flowing movement to get the ball out of his hand to make that throw. And that is something to like. And that is something to kind of embrace and latch onto, because you just don't see those kinds of throws often enough from this football team, quite frankly. Matt from, I'm sorry, that was Matt. Tim is what I meant, from Facebook. Tim says, it wasn't a great first preseason game. We have a lot to work on. Running game was weak. If for some reason we lose Richardson in the season, Trent Richardson, we are doomed. Also a little disappointed in Whedon's play, and I would have liked to see him on the field getting more time under his belt. Wasn't a bad start, but we'll see next week if he shows any progression. Well, he's going to get more playing time Thursday night. Okay, to answer your other point, according to Pat Shurmur, they'll treat this second game a lot more like a third preseason game is traditionally treated, because again of this odd scheduling of the third preseason game involving the Eagles, the Browns regular season opening opponent. And it's the same for the Eagles too. So you're going to limit what you show each other in that game. It's very, very odd scheduling by the NFL to kind of put those games in that order. Put that game there at third and have them, and then it's at Brown Stadium, of course, the third preseason game. But anyway, that said, the running game was weak against the Lions. No disputing that, Tim. No argument there whatsoever. It was weak, and it needs to get better. And that's, you know, I'm not going to just leave that at, well, they didn't have Trent Richardson, so where is the running game? And I'm not putting all the blame on, as you seem to be, on Montario Hardesty, on those other backs, to just say that they didn't. It was their fault. You need holes. You need help. You need the line to do its job. And that line was, I think, generally overwhelmed by what the Lions, defensive front did. It was physical and took them on and made it difficult for them to get any penetration, any movement at all off the line. So, all right, we have got much more coming up for you. We are going to take a look at the National Football League on a national basis. And we'll also get some Browns thoughts from this guy. His name is Jason Cole. You know his work from yahoosports.com. Terrific NFL writer. He was out at Browns camp recently. So we catch up with Jason, and we'll have more of that and other things for you right here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford as you listen to ESPN 850 WKNR. It's that time of year where excitement is in the air and the opportunities are endless, and Liberty is celebrating with a preseason savings event. Now is your opportunity to get 0% financing for 60 months on hundreds of 2012 Fords still in stock. Hurry, because when the whistle blows and the real season starts, the deals will be long gone.
Liberty's been stolen. Mago Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to Quaker.
Quaker.
Steak & Lube is opening their newest location in Lakewood on August 15th. Great food, fueled up events, and the best entertainment around. Check them out on Facebook for all the events and specials.
Great times, great food, and too quick to Steak & Lube.
Kent State football fans, the 2012 Fan Fest is Thursday, August 16th. Come see the new layout in the indoor tailgate zone, watch the team scrimmage, and meet the players and get autographs from the entire team. Fun starts at 5 in the fieldhouse. For more information, call 672-2244.
Is this the year your business doubles in size? Or maybe triples? At First Merit Bank, we'll tailor a solution to meet the unique needs of your business. With a full range of business lending solutions for buying your own building, financing a new piece of equipment, or establishing a line of credit, our business is helping you grow yours. Call us today to start the conversation at 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Subject to credit approval.
There has never been a better time to be part of the excitement surrounding Kent State football. The Flashes had a strong finish last year, and this year with a team full of veterans and talented recruits, they're looking to rise as one. Season tickets start at $40. Visit KentStateSports.com to order your season tickets today.
Hey, the Roadman Kenny Rhoda here, and I gotta tell you, when it comes to getting on the road, I choose Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford. Right now, the summer clearance event is happening at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, so what does that mean for you? Well, check these deals out. Get the all-new 2012 Jeep Liberty Latitude 4x4, all leather, heated seats, power locks and windows, and much more, leased for only $269 a month for 24 months. Plus, listen to this. They have $2,000 off MSRP on every new 2012 Jeep Wrangler. Plus, all the 2012 Wranglers are available with 0% financing. These great deals won't last long. Take it from the road, man. Get on out to the all-new location, now open at 310 Broadway Avenue on the historic Bedford Auto Mile, and get one before they're gone. Tell them the road man sent you. Save big now. Call 440-232-2121 for low lease deals and $2,000 off the Jeep Wrangler plus 0% financing. Check them out online as well at GanleyChryslerJeepDodge.com.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci here with you till the very top of the hour. And we want to tell you, first of all, that you know about our Twitter page, the brand new one that we have from the Browns Daily Show, and it is at Cleveland Browns, at Browns underscore Daily, but it's everything pertaining to the show, the contents, very cool stuff, photos, who we're interviewing and such, pictures from practice, from camp. We had a lot of good stuff today from the indoor workout, which, you know, fans obviously didn't get a chance to go to because of the inclement weather. It was moved inside, but we were there with our camera, Danielle Lavelli, our production assistant, taking some shots and posting those on the site. So check out the Browns Daily Twitter page. And Browns fans unite. Single game and three game ticket plans are on sale now. This is your chance to purchase tickets for all the exciting home matchups, including the home opener and division rivals. Call 440-824-3434 or visit clevelandbrowns.com and choose your games today. And with us right now, our good friend from yahoosports.com, Jason Cole, on the line. Jason, how you doing?
I'm fantastic. What's going on, Vic?
All right. Well, it was great to see you in your recent visit to Browns camp, and I want to get your Browns thoughts in a little bit, but a few national items to talk with. And one, you did a piece recently. You sat down with Eli Manning, the Giants quarterback, and a quote from him that was said to you that has definitely gotten a lot of play throughout the country is, number one, you know, saying that Peyton, his older brother, is the better quarterback, and two, that he never has tried to compete with Peyton. So what's give me the sense of what that was all about?
Well, I think it was when he was coming up after Peyton had gone through high school and been such a dominant player in high school and then gone on to college and been so great in college and was headed towards being the number one overall pick. I think Eli realized, you know, somewhere in his early teen years, mid-teen years, that trying to compete with that was probably going to drive him crazy. So, yeah, and I think under the advice of his father, Archie, you know, is be yourself and be the best person you can be. And I think he took that to heart. And, you know, people talk about that, but they still tend to let the sibling rivalries take over from time to time. And in this case, that didn't happen. I think Eli has become very comfortable with who he is and what career path and the arc of how he's run through this has gone. And that allows him to be very, very comfortable in his own skin and to not let that competitiveness get the better of him, which, you know, which would be natural for a lot of other people.
And I like the way Eli handled this with you as well, because he says, you know, just trying to be the best guy that he can be, get the most out of his potential, and, you know, whatever, if that ends up being better than what his older brother does, fine, but if not, that's fine too. He can handle that, and you know, it's respect for sure, because I know how those two get along, number one, but number two, it also, I think, makes it probably a little easier for him to just, it's big enough and hard enough to be the starting quarterback of the New York Giants.
Right, and if you pile things on when you compare yourself to Peyton and the numbers that he's put up and the commercials and the success, you will drive yourself to distraction. There's no question about that.
Speaking of distractions, good segue here.
Okay.
Chad Johnson, we know the story in Miami, the failed comeback attempt there, which, of course, he blows up because of his incarceration, although on a spousal abuse charge, although the head coach, Joe Philbin of the Dolphins, says that wasn't the specific reason. He just didn't see Johnson as a good fit. What do you make of that story?
Oh, I think it's, like, at certain points, coaches put up with silliness or stupidity from certain players if that player is worth it. And I think that, in this case, Ted Johnson's not worth it at this stage of his career at age 34. He's particularly not worth it when you're talking about a coach who is trying to basically lay down the law and establish himself as a first-year head coach. This would be different. Like, if this was Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh, Mike Tomlin has enough of a cachet of respect in that locker room that he could do whatever he wanted to do with Chad Johnson after an incident like that and deal with it. Joe Philbin, I think, needs to earn the respect. Otherwise, he's going to be, you know, players are going to, you know, ride herd over him and take control of the team, and he'll end up losing control of the team, much the same way that Cam Cameron did when during his one season in Miami when they finished 1-15. So you put that all together, I think the equation says, you know, Chad Johnson has to go. And I like Chad, but I totally understand where the Dolphins and Joe Philbin are coming from.
What's next for Chad Johnson on the obvious, after the legal process is completed, whatever that, you know, justice, however that's served, and then knowing there's a probably some sort of a suspension or something from the NFL, they're going to weigh in at some point, but does he land somewhere else, and does it happen this year?
Yeah, he does. I don't think there's going to be a suspension from the NFL on this one. I would doubt it, because he has such a long history of nothing violent, nothing criminal. I think he'll get off with, you know, a stern talking to. Now, if you added in the number of times he was fined by the NFL for various silliness, then, you know, that could end up. But I think he's not going to get suspended under the personal conduct policy. I would think that he'd get a very heavy warning. As for the rest of it, I think it's going to take him at least a month. You know, we're going to have to get into the season before anybody brings him in, because I don't think anybody's going to want to have him on their week one roster and have to guarantee a contract for
right.
him. So he's going to need some injuries, some other plays, and some things to, you know, unfold. And then he'll end up with a job, and hopefully he takes it seriously enough. I mean, one of the biggest problems that Chad has is he's not very focused on his real job right
yeah.
now. He's forgetting that you got to really focus on football, especially when you start changing teams, and not focus so much on Twitter and reality shows.
Yeah, none of those things would be happening if the real job, the main job, is working out well. We're visiting with Jason Cole, who covers the NFL as well as anyone can in this entire country for YahooSports.com. Check out his great work there. Jason, one more national item I want to get to with you before we move on to getting your Browns thoughts, but The replacement officials still in place, and reports that the league and these officials are pretty far apart in working out a deal. The regular officials, I should say, that we're going to see more of this. Your thoughts on the early look at what these replacements have done, and can you envision this season starting with them working games, and how do you think that's going to work out?
Look, they haven't been very good, but how many times in the history of this league have officials really ever been called good? So
when people talk about them, they never talk about them in,
right,
in a positive
never,
way.
You know, like, nobody ever watches a game and says, wow, that was
great officiating.
Yeah. That was awesome. You know, I really loved how Ed Hockley threw that flag.
Yeah.
That was fantastic. Mike Pereira, wow, that was fantastic work that you did when, you know, 20 years ago when
right.
you were on the field.
Right.
Yeah, that, look, they're bad. They're bad, and the guys who are currently doing it are worse than the ones who were doing it last year. So, yeah, we're moving downward. It's, you know, this is de-evolution. However, look, officiating is not a you know, a job that requires a unique set of skills. It requires mostly experience and having worked on a field a lot and to know the speed of the game. You know, I refereed high school basketball long ago and far away, and every time you would move up a level of what you were reffing, you had to get used to the speed of the game.
Mm-hmm.
That was just part of the deal. And I think that's the same thing is true in NFL officiating. You know, it doesn't require that you run faster or jump higher. It just requires that you understand what players do to each other physically and what one constitutes a penalty. So these guys that they've hired now will get better at some point in time. It depends on how far the league wants to go with this, you know, in terms of employing them until they get better. Or are the guys who have basically zero leverage, and that's the,
right.
you know, the old officials. How many part-time jobs in this country pay six figures?
Right.
Let's face facts.
Right. No, you're not getting a lot of sympathy from folks with full-time jobs.
Look, everybody deserves a, you know, I don't mind people bargaining for what they want, but at the end of the day, assess where you are on this. You work 20 weekends a year, and then a few other weeks where, but literally 20 weekends. You leave on a Saturday morning, you fly home on a Sunday night. And for that, for 20 weeks a year, you're basically making $100,000+ a year. And you most of those guys have other professional jobs. They're lawyers, or they're doctors, or they're, you know, the dentists, or whatever they do, or accountants. You know, this is a really good part-time job.
Jason, you spent some time at Browns training camp, got to see this team practice. You were also here during the time when Jimmy Haslam agreed to purchase a majority stake in the team. First of all, your thoughts on what you see of the Browns and the state of this team as we move through the preseason?
Well, I watched the quarterback quite a bit, and I like Whedon a lot. Is he going to be a great player? Hard to say, but I like the fact that they put a couple of weapons around him between getting Gordon in the supplemental draft and obviously having Richardson to hand the ball to. So I think that's going to make him a much more effective offense. They're going to be able to score some points and be entertaining, because there is nothing worse than being bad and boring. And I'm sorry to say, I'm sure that Browns fans know that feeling for the last couple of years.
No, it was very rough to watch.
Yeah, it's rough. I mean, at least when you score some points, you know, you get a little geeked up. So I think that that's going to be better. I still think that they're, you know, a ways off in that division. That's a rough division. But things are definitely moving in the right direction. And if Whedon ends up being a very good to possibly great player, then, you know, you're talking about, you know, a huge improvement. But everything swings on the quarterback, so I like that. The defense, I think, is pretty solid, but, you know, I like the changes made in offense. It's just really hard when you're trying to integrate a quarterback, a running back, and a wide receiver into your offense all at one time.
And the ownership situation, it happened while you were here. I know some people have been weighing in nationally. Not a lot to maybe add to what's happened because of the... we're waiting for the league to have the meeting, which I guess is scheduled for October to have the approval. So really nothing can happen fully till then. But just your thoughts on Jimmy Haslam taking over this team.
Well, I don't think it's a lot different than most other people, which is this is a good thing for the organization. to get a guy who's going to be there a lot of the time. And Randy Lerner, nice man, but I don't think he had a really real desire to run this team on a day-to-day basis. And you need to have that owner running things to keep people accountable. Is he going to interfere? Is Haslam going to interfere too much? And I don't know. Like, it's just an improvement over what you've had, not necessarily the last 6 or 7 years with Randy Lerner, but probably the last 50 years if you go back all the way to the early 60s when Art took control of the team. Mm-hmm. I think this is a big improvement from any point in that period of time. So look at it optimistically. Now, I know Joe. The big issue is whether they're bringing in Joe Banner or not, and that seems to be the overwhelming consensus that he's coming in. I've heard some people say as early as the beginning of the season. I've heard others say in the next off season, and that this group a chance. I'll just say this: there are a lot of good football people inside, and I get I just hope that Jimmy Haslam allows those guys to carry out the plan that they have before bringing in too much change.
Great stuff, Jace. We appreciate you sharing those insights and thoughts, and we look forward to talking with you down the line, my friend.
Anytime. Take care, Vic.
All right. He is Jason Cole from YahooSports.com joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR. It's that time of year where excitement is in the air and the opportunities are endless, and Liberty is celebrating with a preseason savings event. Now is your opportunity to get 0% financing for 60 months on hundreds of 2012 Fords still in stock. Hurry, because when the whistle blows and the real season starts, the deals will be long gone.
Liberty's been stolen. Mayo Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
for your cooler and charcoal budget, for depositing $100 from Section 100, for being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere, and Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hello, it's me, your piggy bank. Can we talk about Arby's value menu? Now, I realize you get all your favorites on one amazing menu. And yeah, I'm carrying a little loose change, but that's no reason to... Hey, put me down, hey!
Well, I for one feel broken up over this. Enjoy your sandwich.
Head to Arby's for the value menu and put your change to good use. Like the Junior Roast Beef and Junior Ham and Cheddar. Both prepared fresh when you order. Arby's, it's good mood food!
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. What will get a burglar out of your house faster? A siren or the voice of a live person telling him he's been caught and the authorities are on their way? The answer is the voice, which is why Alarm Force's live two-way voice is the best way to protect your home. Only with Alarm Force, you get live two-way voice at no charge and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Hey, it's Mike Rowe. This year, people are celebrating the Ford Summer Sales event
with burgers and new friends and me.
Ford Fusion is very spacious and comfy.
It looks fantastic.
Oh my gosh, love the Fiesta. This is fun.
Good-looking car.
Like, for real, Taurus. This is what you take to the club.
It's like a sports car, but luxurious. It's a Ford Explorer.
It drives really nicely.
It's very impressive.
I had no idea that Ford made cars with such good fuel economy and safety. I mean, this is really amazing.
The real party's going on down at your local Ford dealer. Stop by. It's the Summer Sales event, and you're invited.
Right now, get great offers on a huge selection of new Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Get a 2012 Fusion, Escape, or F-150 with 0% financing for 60 months. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for 1,000 finance. Excludes taxes, title, and license fees. Excludes hybrids and Raptor models. Take new retail delivery by October 1st. See your Northeast Ohio Ford dealer for details or visit driveoneohio.com.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Reminding you that no show on Thursday. Going to have one tomorrow night, but on Thursday, that of course is when the The Browns take on the Green Bay Packers, their third preseason game. Then we're back here on Friday. We'll do a whole wrap-up of that game for you, so make sure you're there for that. And let's go back to the Facebook and Twitter pages, the Browns official ones, and, of course, the Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty Ford Twitter page, @Browns_daily. Rick from Facebook. Talking about last Friday night's game, he says, and I kind of like this, he says, I laugh at how many people are standing on the ledge already. He says, I really don't expect the Browns to win more than five games this year. He says, they're really young and an experienced team. All right, that being said, how can anyone dismiss Whedon already? I remember last year when everyone was yucking it up because Andy Dalton sucked in the preseason and the Bengals games would be easy wins. Nobody truly knows how Whedon will turn out. Well, the analogy with Dalton, I think, is a good one. And it fits because, for the same reasons, yes, that folks, you said, yucked it up, but they were not only doing that, they were saying yuck to the Bengals, to their prospects in 2011, largely because they had this guy named Andy Dalton that folks did not have much faith in nationally. And I think it's that same thinking, I'm sure it's that same thinking that goes into projections of a disastrous or another disastrous Brown season. For those who say no wins, one win, you say five, which compared to some of the pundits nationally, Rick, is optimistic. So I don't know. As far as the ledge is concerned, people overreact and people panicked earlier in the week talking with Bernie Kosar yesterday. Seems like a long time ago, but it was only yesterday. Bernie Kosar saying how folks just react, and we all do this. At some point, we are guilty of seeing any game played, a first-time outing in the preseason, and wanting it to have the be-all, end-all as far as our perspective on the team. And it's foolish, but it's done. It's done over and over again. Get off the ledge, though. I'm not sure I want to be on the ledge at this point, or encourage anybody else regarding this team to look at it that way. Because it's not. There are better things to come and to see from this football team. I'm convinced of that. I'm not taking anything as a washout, a wipeout of the year because of what we saw Friday night. That makes no sense. Justin says he'd like to see Whedon play until halftime in the next game, and I think you're going to get your wish on that, Justin. He said he needs the reps. Justin mentions that Josh Gordon needs to learn how to put forth 100%, run every route like it was your last. Overall, good job, guys, in the game, talking about the Browns. I like your point on Josh Gordon, and that is a maturity thing. Addressed this a little bit last night as well on the show, and I'll say it again. I also wrote about it for ClevelandBrowns.com in Carucci's Corner. Check that out on the website. I believe that he needs to learn how to be a professional, and that is as much about the effort, the understanding of what you're doing and how you're doing it. I think it's less about trying hard than it is about not knowing what you're doing, what he's doing. And I think that's really the dilemma facing Josh Gordon, as I thought it would be, for a guy who's, again, not played football for a long time, whatever it's been, 18-odd months, and someone who came from a program like Baylor that is pretty simplified in how the ball is thrown. It was simple for RG3 to make, basically a couple of reads. Is Kendall Wright open on this side? No. Okay. Then look to the other side and look for a Josh Gordon to be open. And if neither's there, you tuck it down, you run it. A very simple passing game that Art Briles had there, and the head coach. And I think with Gordon, it's about getting to know a much more sophisticated one here as a passing game. Nick M. says Colt has shown for a year that he doesn't have the arm, size, or accuracy. Why delay the development of a rookie to confirm what you already know? If Colt was so good, the Browns' phone would be ringing off the hook for a potential trade. Well, I don't know if it's ringing or not, Nick. I think it's a good idea to have him as part of this team and have him in the role right now, which is that of a number two guy if this continues. And I think it would be a good idea to keep him here. I don't know how it's going to resolve itself, but I'm all for Colt hanging around. I think he can fit that role well. We want to thank Dick Geron for joining us. We want to thank Billy Wynn and John Hughes, Jameer Howerton. We want to thank Drew Boatner. We want to thank Danielle Lavelli. We want to thank our standout we want to thank Jason Cole and our standout producer, Dave DiNatale. We will talk to you again tomorrow night on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.